This is the Venny White Show on In Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Seven past 9 on a Sunday night. Always a pleasure. Never a chore. How are you? You look well. You got a bit of colour in my mind. You look a bit sexier than you did when you... Do you remember November when you were borderline suicidal like the rest of us? And you were white and puffy and pasty. And then the winter went on forever! Do you remember that? You look better than that now, honey. Spring, honey, if you're a woman. Sexy chops, if you're a man. Take your pick. But you look good in my mind. And don't go disappointing me by texting me photographs of your ugly selves. Send me pictures from someone else's Facebook account. Sexy people. It'll balance the hideous looks that I walk around with. Now, always a pleasure. I've got that bit out of the way. I want you to know you're always welcome here, nestled in my radio bosom till 10 o'clock. But it wouldn't be very much fun if it wasn't for a bit of the old interactivity. So I'd like you to get involved in the show. You can do that in a number of ways, which, but when I read the whole list out, are mildly boring. So I'm going to do it very quickly. 416-872-1010. 416-872-1010 on the phone. Phone me about anything you like. You can also do StarTalk 8255 on your cell phone if you have... Well, everyone has, haven't they? I think we've covered that now. And you can text the show, which is... I love that because it comes up on a big screen in front of me, which the only problem is I've got 10 of them! 10! Still can't even think in this new studio. It's ridiculous. It's, if I had ADD on top of this, the show would sound like this. Hi, I'm... What? Who? When? I just... I don't know. News talk... Oh, look at that. It's a fluffy bunny. Oh, I should buy some more margarine. I mean, it's just relentless. So if you still haven't worked out how to turn them all off, if you get a chance, Elliot, can you try and turn them off? He did this last week. All you do is point. That's what he's doing. Elliot's the producer. He's behind the glass. It looks like a man having a fit. He just points. It's like he's got an imaginary lightsaber. Nothing happens. Nothing. Does it? Every week. Pretends he's important. Still got 10 monitors banging on. If you'd like to pop up on one of those monitors, you can text... Hey! 2 off! 8 to go. It's working. I appreciate it. It's terrible radio, but it is working. Yeah, if you'd like to call the show, you can do that. You can text it and all that stuff. Or you can also find me on Facebook, Vinny White, spelt in a peculiar way, V-I-N-N-E-Y. White. And I'm on Twitter as well. And I use it now. It's good, isn't it? Bit of a techie. And that's all you need to know for now, I think, really. Let's get into the guts of the programme. What's coming up, I hear you ask? Well, there's a lovely young lady. The first text comes in. Vinny reminds me of Michael Curran trying to be Jim Richards. I don't know which is more offensive. I think definitely Michael Curran because he's a bit of a prick. Whereas at least Jim's a nice chap. I'm not trying to be anyone, just being me, sweet cheeks. Like it, lump it, tune in, tune out, couldn't give a monkeys. Coming up on the show, we speak to Breida Joyce, who is a woman I met at a taco stand in Nicaragua. Honestly, it's true. She's Irish. Don't hold it against her. And by the way, for anyone Irish listening, sorry about that whole sort of 700 years of repression. Hopefully we can clean the air tonight. Didn't mean to. Wasn't me entirely, personally, but I did contribute in some way, shape or form with my smugness. So, yeah, we'll speak to an Irish lady later about her new life in Canada, and we're going to do a test on her. Should be a laugh, actually, because she's moving here. Not as a result of meeting me, by the way. She was moving here anyway. It's just that when she met me in Nicaragua, I said, well, when you come to Toronto, we should have a pint. Can't shake her off, honestly. It's like a fart in an elevator. It won't go away. She's been knocking about on me for days. They're economic immigrants. I can't move her out. She slept over last night. None of that dirty business happened. Don't worry about it. Don't look at me in that tone of voice, Elliot. She's a good-looking woman. You know what? These hands, I've got control over them. So we'll speak to her later on. And not much control over them, but a little. And we'll find out what she knows about Toronto and what she's getting herself in for. If you could text her advice on how to live in Toronto, and I say her, I'm actually asking it for myself. Any advice on how best to live here, you can text in on 71010. And there you go. All right. So that's all happening. Oh, there's other stuff as well, but we'll find our way as we go. One of the first things I wanted to get into was the biggest earners in music, because I was really quite stunned by this. So I'm going to give you the top 25 earners in music. And by earners, I mean the ones that have made the most money since 1990. And it's a staggering amount of money that some of them have made. You think that the music industry is dead. Well, I'll tell you what, you might not be getting money from CDs and general sales anymore. But these guys are minted when it comes to takings from concerts. And so we'll go through all them. And I also want to talk about what country works the hardest. Let's not make the whole show about what's coming up. Let's get into it. Let's open up this beast. So we'll start at number 25. I want to play you the 25 biggest money makers of all time in music. And we start with Ursa Dursa. AC/DC grossed since 1990, $337 million. Not too shabby. Can you just give me a bit more volume? I've always wanted to be a rock jock. Coming up on whatever rock station, this over and over again for three decades. It's what rock stations play, isn't it? Most overdone riff of all time. At number 24, Fleetwood Mac made the most money in the last... What have we got here? In the last 24 years, so since 1990. Don't stop earning the cash at $349 million. Attendance of 4.9 million people. 483 shows. Number 23 was a bit of a surprise. It's the old warbler herself. Is that his as well, isn't it? She didn't deserve to make a penny off this one. Most of it was for a computer processor. Cher grossed $351 million with attendance of 4.5 million people. Do you believe in a big fat bank balance? Never looked the same since she mounted a gun on a ship and put her legs akimbo, a large cannon. Might have been a dream I had, but I'm pretty sure it existed. At number 22 of the biggest makers I've ever heard of in the music industry, or never not heard of in this one, Toby Keith. I'm thinking, I don't know who he is. He's probably country, is he? But there was a time back in my prime. Beautiful. Toby Keith, I know nothing about country because I don't like it. I always find it a bit weird. I like some of the song titles. My favourite ever country song title, Drop Kick Me Jesus Through the Goalposts of Life. Doesn't get better than that. Shame it's a terrible record. At number 21, the biggest earners in music as published by Billboard magazine this week is... Ooh, they're jolly British. It's Coldplay. They've done well. They have a great live, I've got to say, actually. They are phenomenal. 5.3 million people have seen them. It's bigger than the population of Ireland. And they've grossed 378 million. At number 20, Jimmy Buffett. And now he must be another country singer, is he? Oh, of course he is. I know this. Is it Buffett? Okay. I'm pretty sure that anything intelligent I ever say is almost immediately taken back by my lack of knowledge in other areas. I think I should know who this guy is, and I genuinely don't. Is it wrong? Again, it's country. Not my bag.
Margaritaville.
Oh, that's a classic.
That's this.
Tell you what, it's a good job this isn't live. If anyone's listening and thinking about giving me a job in music radio... Oh, what's that? They've all tuned out. Oh, okay. I did work in music radio, but on my only chosen area is 80s, because I worked in Ottawa for Bob FM. Margaritaville. At number 19 and the biggest earners of all time, George Strait Cross. Nope. I read it wrong. George Strait grossed $405 million. It's not my bag. Number 18, biggest money makers since 1990 in the music biz. Aerosmith grossing a rather phenomenal $417 million. Attendance of 8.5 million people have seen them. And a rather stunning 582 show. No wonder he sounds a bit hoarse. Giving up singing on this track. I think this is where he's having an argument with his management. I'll do a 10-minute intro if that's all right. Never mind, I'm sure he sings one of these days. Meanwhile, Metallica at number 17, grossing $432 million. Attendance of 8.3 million. Shows 468. Yeah. It's hard to not be buff when you listen to this. You know what I mean? See if I can do Mrs. Doubtfire over the top.
Metallica have grossed $432 million. It's nice.
Neil Diamond, of course he's on here. He's always going to be. Has grossed a rather fantastic $465 million with an attendance of 8.8 million and a phenomenal 643 shows. You can't tell me that he's not bored of at least this song. So many! You know what I mean? Every time Coldplay do Clocks, there must just be a part of them inside that dies. Rod Stewart's done a rather nice, just under 500 million, with 7.8 million attendance. Billy Joel's done well at number 14 in the most biggest moneymakers in the music business since 1990, grossing $500 million. 10.4 million people seen him. And a rather phenomenal 577 shows. Now, Paul McCartney, a bit of a lazy bugger by all things in comparison, because he's done less than half of that shows. He's only got out of bed for 220 and has grossed a rather tasty $500 million as well. I wonder if that's on the back of the Beatles. I wonder. Roger Waters has got 5.4 million people got to come and see him, understandably. 316 shows and 550 million. And then, of course, a number 11, they were always going to pop up somewhere. The Police. Do-do-do, da-da-da. Classic gibberish. Fantastic record, of course. And some of the best... well, this record's fantastic. Some of the best lyrics of all time. My favourite lyric ever, this. Beautiful. Number 10, the biggest moneymakers of all time, the Eagles. Oh, yeah. Get funky. $702 million, Kuching. 7.7 million people and 484 shows. They've worked for it. Number 9, Kevin Chesney. Not my favourite of the Chesneys. Personally, I'm more of a fan of the Hawks. Kevin Chesney's grossed $570 million. So, I mean, these figures, you almost can't understand them. They're so high. 12.6 million people have gone to see him. He works hard. Turn the TV off to turn it on again. Staring at the blades of the fan as it spins around. Yes. Mostly observation, his lyrics, by the sound of it. Meanwhile, has to be the hardest working woman and a Canadian woman with a face. That's just a little bit too long for me. You're the most amazingly astounding. She sounds hoarse there. She sounds different, doesn't she? Woman that
I've ever known. This is from the system, I didn't realize.
I'm not an idiot. I know how the world works.
Bless him.
But I'm too involved now. You jump, I jump.
Remember? I'm welling up. Yes, of course. Some describe her as a horse-faced hard worker. Not me. I'm far more respectful. I just dress up my offences by saying that other people say it. Celine Dion has grossed a rather phenomenal $737 million with attendance of 6.5 million, which isn't that many, really. Like, Kevin Chesney's had over double the amount of people look at his shows. But, tell you what, she grafts. By far and away the most hardworking with 1,143 shows since 1990. You can't tell me she's not bored of this record. Dave Matthews Band, understandably and quite rightly, sitting at number 7. $776 million made since 1990. 17 million in attendance and shows lots, just under 1,000. And then old Crocodile Rock himself, Elton John at number 6. $786 million grossed. Get your weekend away, wouldn't it? 12 million people looked at him over probably about 1,000 shows. And I've contributed to their bank balance. It's Bon Jovi at number 5. Used to be into them. Bit samey after a few decades. Always like Tommy. You know, he used to work on a dock. Uni man on strike. Down on his luck. Tough gig. And then at number 4, Madge grossing over $1 billion with how many? 9 million in attendance. And then, of course, it's Captain Springy Pants himself, Brucey Baby. The big boss has raked in 1.2 billion, 15 million entertained by him, over 727 shows. So we're down to the top two. Who could it be, I hear you ask? Well, at number two, ka-ching. Oh, yeah, baby cakes. $1.5 billion. Get out there. I wonder if they can't count. U2, attendance of 20 million. And at number one, the biggest earners of all time. I can tell you they've done 538 shows since 1990. It's a they. They're from my neck of the woods.
Oh, yeah.
The Stones, of course, have raked it in and desperately tried to pay no tax on it a lot of the time as well. Grossing $1.6 billion since 1990. Enough for a nice pair of snakeskin shoes there. More than the GDP of Greenland, that. It's a lot of shrimp and fish exports right there. Fantastic stuff. Yeah, 1.6 billion. Not too shabby, eh? You know what I get for these shows? Pittance! And I'm just as... I'm not as what? I'm not as talented. Oh, yeah, good point. So there you go. Now, you would think after all this that it would be make common logical sense that they were the most viewed. But no! The most viewed on YouTube hasn't even been mentioned. And that is our old buddy Psy. And with, what's it called? Gangnam Style. Which has had 2 billion. That's like, if you've got 6 people in the world, 2 of them have seen this video. But this is the, actually, this is the follow-up. I'm glad you played this. And doesn't it sound different from the first one? Yep. This is Psy. His follow-up has only had about 700 million views, which is not bad. But yeah, the Gang of Stars had 2 billion views. Big fan of the build-up. Now, I was a bit worried that we couldn't play this. Apparently he says, let me get this right, otherwise it's my last show. I'm a mother, father, gentleman. So, in case you were disgusted and offended, don't blame me. It's the Korean accent, you see. Yeah, Baby from Biebs was the nearest one with 1 billion views. Proving, I think, that most of the world are idiots and making me contemplate the merits of communism. It's not such a bad idea. If that's what the general population of this world are looking at on the internet, that and cats can't be trusted to vote, can they? It's ridiculous. Makes me sick. I'm going to come back. I'm just going to get a drink of water because I'm a little hoarse after all that messing around. It wasn't a Celine Dion joke. And I'll be back in a minute. So we'll take a quick break here on News Talk 1010.
You're tuned in to the Vinny White Show on In-Depth Radio. News Talk 1010.
Text the show on 71010. Call the show on 416-872-1010. Find me on Facebook, Vinny White. Download the podcast, vinnywhite.co.uk. Find me on Twitter, Vinny White. Do what you need to do with your life. What country works the hardest? Now, if you'd have asked me this, I would probably have said the United States, in the sense that I know they get a terrible amount of holiday vacation. And but I was quite surprised, actually. It's not. I'll tell you who it is in a minute. But first of all, let me tell you around the world what people are doing to change the way that we work. Because times, they are a-changing. Working 9 to 5, and that's that. That's what's going on in Germany. Germany's always been respected for its relentless work ethic, but lately the resounding message within the country has been that employees can and probably should check out from work more. At the end of March, Germany's Labour Ministry enacted a measure banning its managers from contacting staff outside work hours, except under exceptional circumstances, which was understood to be emergencies. The reasoning that employees should protect themselves against all this is they shouldn't be self-exploited. The law follows the lead of companies such as VW, that in 2011 deactivated BlackBerry email after work hours. So you can't even email, even if you want to, after work hours. So Germans getting a lot more time to relax and brush up on being generally efficient. Fat staff? No, not in Japan. There's an interesting one. In an effort to preserve the health of its overwhelmingly greying populace, Japan enacted a law in 2008 that set a maximum waistline size for everyone aged 40 and 75. So you can be a chubber, but when you hit 40, you start getting measured. It sounds a bit draconian, doesn't it? But it's actually working. Employees' waistlines are measured in an annual medical exam that you can't get out of. And also it evaluates factors like blood pressure or cholesterol and all that kind of stuff. And employees identified as over the measurement. I don't know what the measurement is, but I should imagine it's sort of beyond chubby. Employees identified as over the measurement are given counselling to help them lose weight. The employers also are marked. Those that don't reduce their waistline have to contribute more to a national healthcare programme for the elderly. Boom, diddy, boom, boom. Little bit nanny state, but it kind of works. I'm not against it. Fat fines. I think you should be fined if you're feeding your kids and they're fat. I was in Denny's the other day, home of the fat people, and there was a kid who was probably about 6 with a bucket of Coke the size of his head. It was mental. You know, like those KFC buckets of chicken? It was like that, but full of soda. A big gulp. It was ridiculous. I couldn't see his face behind it. Child abuse. Slightly off topic, but there you go. Forbidding after-work email. The French are making steps on this. The French are perhaps equal parts admired and chastised, aren't they, for their attitude towards work? Because they certainly don't work that hard. You're banned from using work email after 6 o'clock in some companies. The law was widely misreported, actually. It's only if you're an independent worker whose work days are not legally capped at the country's 10-hour per day maximum, and they're required to tune out after hours. André Bruneau, an engineer based in Nice, France, said it was another opportunity for people to accuse French people of being lazy. He said, I think France is often misunderstood and stereotyped, he said, as he rode off on a bicycle with onions around his neck, saying, oh, hi, 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 hi. Worst workers' rights in the Western world. Many companies taking action to do things. But I suppose one that really is for note is one that is completely full of inaction, and that has to be the United States. Do you know, I didn't know this. It's actually boggled my mind. The US doesn't actually have any mandated paid time off at all. I mean, now, don't get me wrong, most people do get time off, but you're not legally required to give your staff breaks. It's insane. You don't have to. So if you can do what you want. Being overworked and stressed can lead to burnout and, of course, affect you mentally and physically, causing all sorts of things from insomnia to mental health issues. It's definitely important to take time away. But actually, if you're listening to this in the US, yeah, remember, you just work too hard, guys. Chill out and take some time out. Maybe go crazy and get a passport. You could travel outside the USA. There is an outside the USA. Did you know that? It's like being inside, but people speak funny and everything's a bit smaller. So there you go. But actually, having said all of this, the hardest country in the world, or the hardest working country in the world, I should say, is a phenomenal turn up. It is actually Mexico, of all places. Average annual hours, 2,317 hours in a year, which is like almost double what France do. And the average wage is just under $10,000. So you're working, most workers averaging about 45 hours a week, the most for any industrialized nation. And they work about 519 hours more than your typical American for 10 grand. So you're working considerably harder for a fifth of the money. So ain't no good in Mexico. And if you're wondering where Canada was, don't you worry. We're doing pretty well. Well, I'm doing pretty well. I do an hour a week. I'm trying to cut it down to half an hour. Boss won't have it. I say I get hoarse. He says, come on, pull your weight. No, Canada's about sort of 22, I think. And the UK is just in front of us, in front of Canada. So there you are. Now then, not a lot of text coming in. Come on. Send a text. Damn you. I've only got about 20 here during the show. Starting to get a bit concerned. 7-10-10. Pull your finger out. Coming up, we're going to... Shall we do this now or do you want to take a break? Take a break. Okay. Oh, we're going to take a quick break and then I'm going to introduce you to Breeda, who is my Irish friend, who has come to live here in Toronto. And I thought, wouldn't it be a good idea to test her knowledge of Toronto with a Toronto quiz? So I've got 18 questions primed and ready for her. And we'll find out how well she does and how well you do coming up on News Talk 1010.
This is the Vinnie White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
That's right. Download the podcast of the show and listen for free at vinniewhite.co.uk. And I will get a .ca soon. I know. I don't know why I've got a UK domain. I'll fix it. Right. Now then, some time ago, I travelled Nicaragua. Do you remember I wasn't here for 7 weeks? I think you were beside yourself, crying every Sunday from 9 to 10. Desperately in a tit. You didn't notice. Okay. But I was in Nicaragua for a few weeks and I was making a documentary, which, by the way, is being edited and it will come out probably in a couple of months, all right, on YouTube. And I think someone's going to buy it. And I'm not joking. Honestly, I've got interest already. I'm really pleased. Do you remember the other day I said I was on the Doyle's show and I said, if anyone's interested, can you get a hold of me buying the show? And I got two emails from TV makers. So it's good. It's going to be a travel show with a twist, you shall see. But back to the point. I was in Nicaragua. I was wandering around and I believe it was St. Patrick's Day. What a perfect time to meet an Irish lady. And here she is. Hello.
Hello.
Come a little closer. Okay. And now get naked. Oh, no. It's always worth a try. I always do my radio naked. I just honestly, I can't do the show with clothes on. It makes me feel sick. So I met you at a taco stand, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
It was St. Patrick's Day, and I was wandering around thinking there must be someone around here Irish, and if there is, then obviously they're going to know where to go tonight. And I wandered into you, and you asked me where to go, which was weird. And I think it's blossomed, don't you?
I think it's developing nicely.
Perhaps you could, using only compliments, explain to the listeners what I'm like.
Compliments?
Ideally.
You're a lovely, lovely English gentleman.
Okay. Absolute bull. I'm a cheeky little chappy, I'm sure. Well, we just hit it off. I think you're great. And we had a lot of fun down there. We found a pub on St. Patrick's Day.
We did.
Actually, do you remember that one that was closed? Classic Nicaragua. We found the pub. I walked in on St. Patrick's Day. And it was called, like, I don't know, McFinnigan's or something. And there was loads of signs outside. Real Guinness served here. Walked in, St. Paddy's Day, and what happened?
Closed.
He said, we're not open today. I said, do you know? He was Nicaraguan. I said, do you know what day it is? He says, is it Friday? His kids were eating at the bar, weren't they?
Yeah.
It was really weird. So that was our introduction. And since then, of course, I've chatted to you on the old Facebook, but I haven't seen you. And now you're here in Toronto. What are you doing here?
I'm here for the weekend to activate my work visa. And to move here.
So you're here for the weekend. You will be popping home for a little bit.
I'm going home for a bit and then back.
Yeah. Have you activated your visa?
I have.
Which means you're part of the furniture. You are now a new Torontonian.
For the next 2 years.
That's the plan, mate. Are you going to get a job?
Hopefully.
Do you have a job for an Irish girl with a lovely disposition? Then why not call in? 416-872-1010. Her name's Breeda. She's fantastic. Can you pay me that?
Yeah,
that's got to be worth $20. Text in if you want to hire an Irish girl with a work visa, a lovely disposition, and a face for radio. Sorry, and a beautiful face. You can text in on 71010. What job have you got for an Irish woman? Are you hardworking?
Very.
What do you want to do here?
I don't know. I'm open to suggestion.
What do you not want to do here?
Work very hard.
Brilliant. That's the right attitude. Isn't it good that us new Canadians are bringing the right attitude along? There it is. You heard it here first. The man that works 1 hour a week and a woman that doesn't really want to work has just arrived. Brilliant. Well, actually, I think, my dear, it's almost time to test your knowledge of Toronto. And I have prepared a quiz, which I would encourage you to play along with at home. And I'm going to ask you 18 questions about the city that you will soon be living in permanently. I mean, technically, you're already living here, but you've got to pop home for a bit. By the way, I know you hate this question, but when are you actually coming back? Do you know?
No.
Why not?
Hopefully in the next couple of weeks.
That's the spirit. Good. Can't taunt us with your presence and then disappear. So, Breda, the Irish girl of what age are you?
30.
And a beautiful woman, a fine filly, a beautiful specimen. But has she got the knowledge on this fine town? Let's find out with 18 questions about Toronto. Multiple choice. Breda, your first question. What does the word Toronto mean? Is it A, garlic field, B, big water, or C, meeting place?
Big water.
The Huron tribe referred to Toronto as Toronto, which is Huron for meeting place. Can we get a buzz? Have you got a ding and a buzz? Or shall I do it myself? Poor old Elliot. I was asking for things last minute. I like to keep my workers on their toes. Can you keep tally and be honest? Yeah. So far, fail. Question two. The United Nations declared the city of Toronto as what? A, the safest place in the world. B, the most ethnically diverse place in the world. Or C, the cleanest place.
The cleanest?
Is incorrect. That's better. Can you do it again? Wow. Like I always say, it's a good job this isn't live. Two down, complete failure. You are a terrible specimen. Oh, and proving that we shouldn't let any more immigrants in. We're full up. He said we. It's a bit cheeky, isn't it? With residents originating from more than 100 countries, Toronto was declared the most ethnically diverse city in the world by the United Nations. How many people live in Toronto? Is it six people? Is it 4.5 million people? Or is it 6 million people?
6 million?
Is incorrect. And so good that you've been doing your homework. There are more than 4.5 million people living and working in the Greater Toronto Area, but not six. So far, three failures out of three. How many restaurants are there in Toronto? Is it A, 2,000 restaurants, B, 4,500 restaurants, or C, 7,000 restaurants?
7,000 restaurants.
It's correct!
Yay.
Point to the Irish woman. Well done. Toronto is located along the shoreline of which Great Lake? Is it Lake Ontario, Lake Erie, or Lake Titicaca?
Ontario.
Is correct for 2 points. Toronto stretches along the northern shoreline of Lake Ontario for around 27 miles. What is the flat rate for a taxi from the airport to downtown Toronto? Is it A, your soul, B, $46, or C, $55?
46.
Is incorrect. I'm afraid it is, in fact, sort of A and C in the fact that it's $55, which is the price of a human soul. Taxis charge a flat rate of about $55 to take from Toronto Pearson International Airport to downtown Toronto. And, of course, pop a tip on. It ain't Europe, baby. Get your hand in your pocket. Oops, I snorted on radio. That's embarrassing. What is the standard rate for Toronto transit? Is it $2.75? Is it $3? Or is it $900?
$3.
It's correct!
Yay!
So far, so good-ish. Which of these West End Toronto parks is car-free on Sundays? Is it High Park? Is it Hyde Park? Or is it Snorkel Gherkin Skunk Park?
Hyde.
Is incorrect! Oh. You're not in London!
I went to Hyde Park yesterday.
It's high, not a Hyde.
Oh, I thought it was Hyde.
I know, for about a year I thought it was.
I was there yesterday.
I thought they stole our name.
Is it really high?
Literally no, but it is called high, yes. Sorry, if I'm wrong, because you're starting to... If I'm wrong, and this is... I'm not wrong, am I, Elliot? God, I started doubting myself for a minute. It's terrible. Yes, Hyde Park is in London. So that is a... Which of these famous waterfalls is located just outside Toronto? If you don't go get this, I will come over there and punch you. Is it Iguazu Falls? Is it Niagara Falls? Or is it Victoria Falls?
Niagara.
Is correct. If you're in Toronto, you must try to get to Niagara Falls, one of the most powerful waterfalls in the world. Don't drive there on weekends, though, as the traffic is quite bad. Also, a little bit tacky. What is Toronto's reputation regarding safety? Is it Toronto is considered very dangerous and you'll probably get stabbed as soon as you leave this radio station? Is it Toronto's crime rate is standard for large cities? Or is it Toronto is one of the safest cities in the world?
Safest.
Is correct. As large cities go, Toronto is one of the safest cities in the whole world. If you're looking for a vacation spot where you don't have to worry about crime, Toronto should be at the top of your list. Why not come? Don't get paid a penny for this. Just a plug-in. Come to Toronto. It's amazing. What is the name of the Toronto super skyscraper? Is it your mama's tower? Is it the CN Tower? Or is it the Canton Tower?
CN Tower.
It's correct. Why is that funny? Were you a bit nervous you might have got it wrong? Yeah, sorry, I can see your face is about 80% positive. Toronto, of course, is home to the CN Tower. It's one of the largest structures in the world. It used to be the largest and can be seen from just about anywhere in the area. And it's... How is it? How tall is it? Oh, yeah, that's my next question, actually. How tall is the CN Tower? Is it 997 metres? Is it 553 metres? Or is it as tall as a really tall emu?
B.
Is. What number? Are you just saying letters?
500 and something.
Yeah, you're right. It is correct. 553 metres tall. You can enjoy unparalleled views from the skypod on the 146th floor. Where should you go to find the Hot and Spicy Food Festival? Is it the Tommy Thompson Park, the Harbour Front, or the Fart Centre?
Harbour Front?
Is correct! Tick and tick and tick. Okay. Approximately how many animals are kept in the Tirana Zoo? Is it 3,000, 4,000 or 5,000?
Four.
Is incorrect! Toronto's 710-acre zoo is home to more than 5,000 animals. You can enjoy an entire day there. Why not try the pandas? I don't mean to eat. Morally wrong. Toronto houses a Hall of Fame for which sport? Is it hockey, baseball or rugby?
Hockey.
It's correct!
Yay.
Hockey is a way of life here in Canada, but especially in Toronto. At the Hockey Hall of Fame, you can see a virtual Wayne Gretzky. It's amazing. What is the name of Toronto's hockey team?
Blue Jays.
I was going to give you options. And that's not one of them, so let's try that. I'll give you another stab at it, all right?
Okay.
What's the name of Toronto's hockey team? Is it the Maple Leafs, the Canadiens, or the Raptors?
Maple Leafs?
Is correct, but I don't even know if I should give you that. I'm going to give you half.
I knew a team.
I think you're so clever. Are you sure you're moving here? Have you just got your flight plan wrong? It's actually Chicago. What is the name of Toronto's MLB team? That's baseball. Is it A, the Wingbats, B, the Racists, or C, the Blue Jays?
Blue Jays.
It's correct. If you didn't get that, I was just going to kick you out on the street. But you know what? They should do this at Immigration and Customs. Instead of asking you about your bank balance so you can get your visa, they should just ask you this. How much are you interested? Really? Not really. Right, you're out. You would not be in this country.
I would not be here.
And finally, I'm going to ask you this question. I'm pretty sure you don't know this one, so I'd like to leave it on a hard one. What sort of place is Casa Loma? Is it A, a theatre, B, a castle, or C, a dodgy Italian restaurant?
Castle?
Is correct!
Hey.
Go on, Lanza! You got... Actually, you sort of redeemed yourself. 1, 2, 3, 11,
right.
Oh, I don't say. 4, 5, 6, 7, 12, 8, 9, 10... 10 out of 18.
More than 10. I counted.
So, congratulations.
Thanks.
If you think breeders should be thrown out of the country, then call in now on 416-872-1010. Are you working for Customs and Immigration? Would you let these people in? No, nor would I. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back right here on News Talk 1010.
This is the Vinnie White Show on In Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Yeah, I do work a bit harder than I let on to there. because I run a company. It's called MrPhotoCanvas.com. I blow up people's images on canvas. So if you've got a wedding coming up or something like that, I can blow your picture up. It's kind of fun. And I work from an art studio. And yesterday, the art studio, which is full of like all kinds of different artists, some are mixed media, some photographers, some people that paint in inks and charcoals, and some 3D prop makers, and, you know, everyone from people that pop in for an hour a week to people that are there every day. And we had an art show yesterday at the Walnut Studios, and it was great. And you came along, Breeds. Did you enjoy it? Talk to me.
Yeah, it was good fun.
Yeah. A lot of booze, though, wasn't there?
Well, I'm Irish. It's manageable.
I do see why the stereotype of the Irish drinking a lot applies. I mean, you single-handedly have probably introduced that stereotype in your travels.
Probably.
But there was a couple of idiots. Do you remember that bloke with a hat?
Yes.
What was he about?
Strange fish.
Yeah. Came up, I was smoking a cigar. And he said, can I have a cigar? Didn't say please.
No.
And I'm smoking Monte Cristos because I think I'm a rapper. And I've only got one. And I said, no. And he said, I just wanted to let you know that here in Canada, people are quite friendly. And I said, what does that mean? He goes, you know, you're not giving me a cigar, but if you really want to integrate with the culture, you'll just bear in mind that people are friendly. Didn't he?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but he's the only unfriendly Canadian I've met.
Yeah. What's your general consensus so far? Do you like it here?
Really like it.
You're going to move here, so I guess you better get to like it. We went for a little walk today, didn't we?
Yes.
I told you I can't shake her off. It's ridiculous. She's moved in. She's Irish. There'll probably be a trailer. Be a trailer on the front lawn. A load of kids running around.
Just wait.
I can't find half my stuff. I'm so glad you laughed then. If you just went silent, I think the phones would have rung. Yeah, I think that's racist. Okay. No, you're not a thief, are you?
Check later.
Depends. Depends on the people. But no, we've had a good weekend. I need you around, though, I tell you, because I make such an idiot of myself when you're not around. Earlier on, I bought a hot dog in the street, and it was by that McDonald's on Spadina and Queen here downtown Toronto. And it was really good. And what I wanted to say was, well, that's better than McDonald's. But I got the word than and the word at muddled up. So I accidentally said to her, well, it's better at McDonald's. And I really offended her. And she was like, excuse me. And I'm one of those people, I've got a no repeat policy, which is absolutely ludicrous.
Completely.
I know, it's so stupid. I don't know what it's about. I really need to work on that. But I tend to just walk off. I know. So I've really offended someone. So I want to use this opportunity to say that your hot dog was very good and was far better than McDonald's, unless McDonald's advertised with us, in which case it wasn't. Got out of that one.
Recovery.
But I don't like easily offended people. Do you remember that woman that I met in Nicaragua? I went for dinner with her. Oh, I was in Leon. I don't think you're around.
No.
Did I tell you about her?
No.
I met this woman in the hostel, and we were just chatting. And I said, we've been having a chat for a while. Let's go and get some dinner. And it sort of turned into an impromptu date. And she was going through all the photographs. One of the photographs was her with this big blown up face. And I started laughing at it because it looked ridiculous. She looked fine now. So I thought, I'm allowed to laugh at it. Walked out the restaurant. She said, if you're going to laugh at my face, I'll go. Get over yourself. Been an absolute blast. Thanks for coming in and failing that quiz.
Thank you.
You're a darling. You're always welcome here. And thank you, Toronto, for being so welcoming to us outsiders. See you next week. Take care. See ya.